I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, this game provided a very unique circumstance. And that is Dan Campbell, I think, tapped into many of our emotions of what we really believed late in that game. And you heard in the update, Dan Campbell second-guessed himself kicking the field goal. And we can get into the reasons why he does that and does that publicly here in a minute. But Gator, after the timeout with, what was it, a minute 14 to go, I believe it was.
119, 114, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Lions called timeout. They drained the clock down, the 40-second clock down as low as they could. They called timeout. They come off the sidelines, and the offense is on the field. Okay? That allowed all of us, in that snapshot in time, I want to know what your reaction was. Was your reaction, sweet, thank you? Or was your reaction, what the hell are you doing? Because to be honest, my reaction was, what the hell are you doing? I would have tried to kick the field goal. Understanding the ramifications of a miss, but most NFL kickers, and I'm going on this because I do know this is a fact. This is data, straight data. Every kicker in the same circumstance against the Lions makes that kick.
That is true.
You know it. You know it. From 54 yards, career high. That happens to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. You know, Austin Seibert, this is your first real pressure kick. Can you pass the test? And he missed it. All right, you can still win the game. The problem is, it's so punitive to miss that kick. It is so punitive. If you make it, you're up six, you're kicking off to them, they get the ball back with, you know, just over a minute to go, no timeouts, and they have to score a touchdown. They've got to go likely 75 or more yards. But he misses it. And now the door swings wide open for Minnesota. And not only does it swing wide open after, what is it, two or three plays, they're now thinking about winning the game, and sure enough, they did. So Dan Campbell says he regrets it. You know what that tells me? It tells me this was one of those, what should I do here decisions. Should I go for it? Should I kick the field goal? And he said there was another option. What's that other option? There's all kinds of things that we've discussed. It could be fake the field goal, fake the punt. It could be have the offense out there and have Jared Goff step back two, three steps and punt himself. It could be what a caller suggested, line up in an illegal formation and punt it, try and pin him deep and make him have to accept the penalty because you kill another 7 seconds. There's all kinds of things they could have done. He said he wasn't going to go into it for strategic reasons. But when he had the offense on the field, I thought he was making a mistake. And then when he took him off, and that was my gut instinct, my reaction in the moment of time. And we usually don't get that, oh my God, they're doing something different. Because usually they just parade out the punt team and or parade out the field goal team and try and kick the field goal. But because he put the offense out there, we all got to, in that snapshot in time, judge how we really felt about it. And I have to admit, in that moment of time, I thought going for it was a mistake.
You know, it's funny because I said earlier that I needed a personal timeout because I wasn't sure.
Right.
Of the three options being punt, go for it, or kick the field goal, I saw value to all three options. And what I decided on was the number one thing I would have done was I would have punted. I would have tried to pin them deep and, you know, make them go 60 yards for a field goal attempt or 50 yards for field, what it would have been, you know, hoping that that Fox could have really put them back. And then it's not evenly split, but I probably would have my next choice would have been to kick the field goal, and then lastly would have been to go for it. And yet, had they gone for it, I wouldn't have been yelling at the TV. I would have been watching the TV with great intrigue because this is what they'd done. They'd gambled all game long, and they came away, you know, 4 out of 6 when they went for it on fourth down. So I could see why they would do that. It wouldn't have bothered me at all. Hey, that's who Dan Campbell is. Own it. You're the gambling man, just like Ron Rivera is with the Commanders. That's, you know what he is. He's a really good coach, but you also know he's gonna take some chances that are gonna make you uncomfortable. This one yesterday, had they gone for it, I would have been a little uncomfortable, but I also would have accepted it because that's who he is. But all three options were on the table for me as a fan watching it.
Well, 248-539-9797. Campbell admits publicly he regrets it. Did you first guess it? Did you, when you saw the offense on the field, were you celebrating that decision? They were 4 of 6 on fourth down. It was 4th and 4. Of course, down, distance, all that stuff matters. You know, the people that have called up and said, your best unit's your offense. Win or lose a game with your offense, not your defense. The defense was so close to having a good day. It was so close. And remember, he trusted his defense when they went for it on fourth down in the goal line the week before, and the defense rewarded him with the safety and immediately got the offense the football back. But there are some people really irate with Dan Campbell. We can get into a little bit if there's a pattern of some game mismanagement stuff. You know, they went in there as a, depending on the line, anywhere from a 6.5 to a 5.5 point underdog. I don't know what it closed at, but
6.5.
Is that where it closed? Yeah. I mean, they really spent much of that game looking like they were going to pull this off.
You know, I was watching a game and taking notes, and I had a big smile on my face up until, you know, the smile came off when you saw what Kirk Cousins did in the last drive. It was, I dared to dream, Doug. I dared to dream what it would be like to come in and do the show today after a Lions win.
An unexpected
Lions win that they had played so well for so long, despite the fact that they couldn't stop the run, they kept them off the board. They couldn't rush the passer, but they kept them off the board. They lost their running back, but they were still able to move the ball downfield. They didn't have a full use of Amon-Ra St. Brown, but they were still able to move the ball down the field. There was so much to like about that game that exemplify the traits of grit that Dan Campbell and company want to believe in.
Right.
Unfortunately, at the end, it fell short, and that's going to fall on the shoulders of the head coach. He's going to take it. He's taking all the arrows right now. I'm sure in a couple hours when he does his press conference, he's going to take more arrows. But just moving along. To me, it's not an SOL game.
Well,
because I don't think it's going to be, my feeling is it's not going to be an SOL season. This is one that may be revisited down the road, but I don't think this stops my belief that this is a 7 or 8 win football team.
Let's keep in mind, too, they made a whole bunch of less controversial, great decisions to put themselves in the lead by 2 scores late. And that's, there's something to be said for that. Like, they were in position to win. I did not think they had the talent to go to Minnesota and win. Right? Now, did you? You picked the score apparently right.
I said it was going to be 28-24 Minnesota, and that's what it was.
I'm going to say something I don't think is particularly controversial. If you want to challenge me, go for it. I think this year's team is better than last year's team.
I'm not challenging. I think when it's all said,
I think when it's all said and done, although injuries are starting to pile up with Tracy Walker's season being over, and I would bet highly that hurt him specifically on the last drive and maybe even the last Vikings touchdown. But, you know, I really am not wavering from that position that they are going to win a lot more games, maybe as many as, more than twice as many as they did a year ago. But I'm not moving off that position yet. If, I mean, we haven't done this yet, but they really can't afford to lose to Seattle. That will really rattle the confidence. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.